A very good morning, Eagle FM listeners. It's exactly 8 minutes past the hour of 9 o'clock. It's the 7th of February, 2026. A beautiful Saturday, and there's a very wonderful, good weather outside. I hope it remained the same till the end of the day. My name is Francine Ngidengwa, and I'll be taking you until the hour of 11 o'clock. I know, you listeners have been used to, the two Francinas in studio, but unfortunately now it's just me alone. Your favorite Francina has, gone back to school, but she'll eventually come back again to join us, in studio. Before we get into what we have for you today, or what I have for you today, we are just gonna go for a musical warm up. I think I'm gonna say it that way, and then we'll be right back. Do stay tuned. Do not leave that frequency. And before we go for the musical warm up, if you are not nearby a radio, and you want to catch up with what we have for you today, or for the previous days, or the days to come, you can listen to us via the Eagle FM app, or you can download it on via from the Play Store, pardon me, and that's for free. And then you can listen to our shows, or you can go to our website. That's www.eaglefm.com.na. That's www.eaglefm.com.na, and you can listen to whatever show you feel like listening to, or the shows that you have missed out on. The podcasts are up and ready for you listeners. Now we'll be going for that musical warm up, and then we'll be right back. We'll be listening to the sounds of Shane Ward, pardon me, Breathless.
If our love was a fairy tale, I would charge in and rescue you. On a yacht, baby, we would sail to an island where we'd say I do. And if we had babies, they would look like you. If it's so beautiful, if that came true, you don't even know how very special you are. You leave me breathless. You're everything good in my life. You leave me breathless. I still can't believe that you're mine. You just walked out of one of my dreams. So beautiful.
All right, and that was the sounds of Shane Ward, Breathless. It's exactly 14 minutes past the hour of 9 o'clock. It's a beautiful Saturday, the 7th of February, 2026. And you're listening to Social Times with Francine Ngidengwa until... And I'll be taking you until the hour of 11 o'clock. And if you have just tuned in, I haven't yet introduced the topic of today, but... Before I went for the musical break, I did say that if you don't find yourself nearby a radio, you have a smartphone, you can actually listen to us via the Eagle FM app. You can just go to the Play Store and download the Eagle FM app for free. Or you can also listen to us on our podcast and catch up the shows that you have missed out on and the shows you are willing to listen to. On our podcast, and that's on www.eaglefm. That's on our website, actually, www.eaglefm.com.na. That's www.eaglefm.com.na, and you can catch up. You can catch up. Pardon me, I don't know what's wrong with me today, but anyways, you can catch up from any show that you have missed, or any show that you wish to follow, and all that, and yeah, let's get into what we have today. And also, I also mentioned that I'm alone today. I know you guys have been used to me and my Mbushe Francina, but now I'm unfortunately alone. But sooner or later, she'll join us again in studio. And today, what I have for you guys, for you listeners, it's something that I have thought of, something that came into my mind. And I'm like, why don't I just try to discuss this on air and also get the opinion of you listeners on what I'm going to have today, because we all have questions in mind, you know, like I also have questions in mind, and any parent that's out there that went through the process that I'm going to talk about or has seen what has been happening, who will be able to come forth and add to what I'm going to say, or pick up something that I'm also going to mention. So what I have today is that we're actually going to look at supporting children to thrive in their personal lives and also at school, you know. Children will thrive when they're emotional, social and learning needs are met together and not separately. So the goal is to help them feel safe, confident, capable, and connected. You know, as a parent, you need to play a role in your child's life in order to achieve to be where you want them to be. And there are some areas where parents are also failing, you know. And you, as a parent, you need to play a whole big part into your child's life for them to be where they want to be. Although some parents will be trying to put the blame on the child, not knowing that they are also wrong. You are blaming the child that you don't get time to study, don't get time to do what you are just doing this, you're just doing that. But as a parent, have you tried your level best have you put more effort in your child's personal life and also at school? Or it's just that thing of, as long as I asked if he or she did her homework, let me see the tests, and then you wait for the report at the end of the term, and that's it. What else do you do in your child's life? And then make sure that they go to bed on, they don't go to bed on an empty stomach, and that's it. You don't try to go deeper, to dive deeper into their lives, to really understand them, also make them feel comfortable and open enough and open up to share their personal lives, what's happening in their personal life. Because now we think, he's still a child. What are they going through personally? You know, we don't know what's happening. So, This is a chance now where, as parents, we need to intervene and try to understand how is it also in their personal life. But obviously, you won't just jump into their lives and just start saying, no, tell me, are you doing this adult things that you're not supposed to be doing, you know. Obviously, slowly but surely, you have to, you know, try to make the child comfortable until even if they find themselves in a situation, they are able to run to you in whatever situation they are finding themselves, in their personal situation they're finding themselves, because they know that you are understandable. You know, there are some things that kids are going through personally, and they try to explain it or say it to a parent, and the way the parent reacts, sometimes the action can push away a child, and even if they find themselves in a situation, they won't be able or freely to speak up, or they won't even speak up at all, because they remember their first attempt when they did it. The parent reacted in a way that has shaken the child. And same thing at school. You know, it's not only about the teacher that's playing the role in the child's life to make sure that they achieve, they pass and make it to the next grade. No. Also, as a parent, you also need to play a role as in trying to make sure that my child understands. Doesn't mean when the child has knocked off, you just come, have you done your homework, that's it. No. You need to at least sit down, see if your child really understands what is he or she is doing. If you know that there's a bit of a struggle, you know, if you are able to, it's not like a must, but if you are able to, you can find a extra classes for your child, or you even find some schools offering extra classes, you know. So it's not only about the teacher themselves that needs to be intervene to be making sure that the child has thrived in every area of their school activities and all that. But as a parent, you also need to meet the teachers halfway in order to get this child to be where you want them to be. So now you don't know what's happening at school. For you, it's just to know that they have went there. You have dropped them to school if you drop off your kids to school, or you make sure that no, they went at school and that's it. And then they come back, they did their homework, they wrote the test, they wrote the exams, they got their reports, they passed. That's it. That's how most parents are. And I also have come to understand that sometimes what parents, the way parents react towards their kids in terms of their personal lives and also at school, it depends also how were they raised. You know, there are some parents, the way they were raised, they are still using that also to raise their kids, you know, like the way they were raised back then, it's what they are using right now. And not only about the parents, but also the aunties and uncles that are raising kids of their own and also kids of not their own, you know. You would find some parents or uncles or aunties, because of the way they were raised by their parents, based in the village, they would like tell the kids that no, when I was your age, I used to do this A, B, and C, you know, and now you also expect them to do the same thing. And now this child is going through a lot, and this is also now where the child fails, and you are trying to they fail now in their personal lives and also at school. This is where they end up falling pregnant at a young age and end up dropping out of school at a young age, because the parents are using the technique, the way they were raised back then, it's the way they want to raise the kids now. Some of them, not most of them, things have changed, but there are still some parents that are, and some aunties and uncles and grandparents that are still raising their grandchilds, their grandchildren and their niece and nephews and daughters and sons the way they were raised. You know, they always have to bring up the past. They always have to tell you that when I was of your age, this is what happened. When I was of this day age, this is what happened. You know, like in terms of now, like I said, we are talking about supporting the children to thrive in their personal lives and at school. Let me now like talk about the personal lives now in terms of now, before we go to the ways of supporting them. You know, parents often struggle to support their children due to overwhelming stresses like poverty, work-related time constraints, and personal mental health issues. And also other significant factors that can include a lack of personal education, trauma or emotional unavailability, unrealistic expectations, you know, and poor communication, which create barriers to fostering a child's academic and personal growth. So most of the key causes of parental shortcomings, you know, it can be environmental or financial stress. You know, if the parent is going through poverty and unemployment and demanding, you know, work schedule limits, the time, you know, and the energy for availability to be involved in their child's life and school is little, because it's limited because of that either the pride, their personal life also that's also now affecting them. So you know, when you are as a parent and they are going all through this, they hardly get a chance to play a role in their child's life. They feel like they are doing the most, but there's still more that needs to be done. And you only like notice it when something has happened. Let me say, for example, in their personal life, maybe they end up falling pregnant, you know, or to a boy child, they end up taking drugs and alcohol. They end up stealing, they end up beating people, they end up doing house breaks, they end up doing all sorts of bad things, all sorts of crime activities and all that. And then the child also, the girl child also ends up falling pregnant or being involved with different types of boys. You know, things that happened in, you know, at the stage of peers and a state of teenage and all that. So now this happens in your child's life because you weren't really aware, you were not clicking it, because you come home, you are exhausted, you just ask if they have done their homework, you maybe check, then you see that the homework is done because the date is written, then that's it. Then you are done with your child, because you know that, no, you made sure that he or she went to school, or they went to school, they are back, they did their homework, they ate, they went back, that's it. But you don't even try to even weekends where you can now at least get a chance where you are a bit off, just to you know, get the chance of now I'm sitting down with them, you know, catching up with them, how things are going. You know, kids go to bed, some they go to bed, they are crying, they are going through something, they want to speak up to you, but every time they are trying to do so, you are just not available. So this child goes to bed crying, you know. And same thing as this is where you find also small kids committing suicide and all that, and then you wonder to what happened. Sometimes you think it's maybe the academics, but the academic performance is doing, it's going well, they have performed well, and then then you try to go through everything, the phone and everything, but you still didn't get any evidence of what's really happening, unless there's those ones that take down what they are going through, writing down in their notebooks, unless you find a notebook or a diary where they have not kept their secret. So, and that's when you now even start blaming yourself, you know, that you are a failed parent, you where were you, like you have so many questions. And what's more painful is when there's no answer to what they have done, you know. When, let me now say, like, while the scenario that I gave right now of committing suicide, you'll be having so much questions, especially if you know that the performance is well and they're all fine, they're all happy, and then just to find out that he or she has done this, and then you have no clue to why they have done it. You tried investigating yourself, you tried searching around the room, asking the close friends, but still nothing, the teacher still nothing, no sign, no nothing that proves to you or shows you to why they did whatever they did. So you'd have so many questions. Another thing is a personal background and trauma. That's something that I've mentioned, that, you know, parents with their own history of school failure or emotional trauma may lack the confidence, the skills, or the emotional capacity to support their children effectively. You know, as some parents, maybe you see that your child is failing, they failed like maybe twice or three times or even just once, and then you think of also the same thing that's happening to your child, what has happened to you when you were young, and then you have maybe ended just in grade 8 or whatever grade you have ended, or grade 10, and then now because your child has now reached grade 8, grade 9, and they failed, you know, there'll be some parents, okay, the child tries again, they still failed. Now instead of continuing pushing the child until they become someone in life, as long as they hold a you know, something that they have title to, you as a parent, you feel like, that's also how I was, I think it's fine, let's just see what we can do at home. You know, sell something, and you just feel comfortable. You think it's fine. Let's just stick to this. It's all right. It's life. I went through it. It's the normal thing. I survived it. You also survived it. I'm your parent. I'm here, and I'm also in all that. So, what has happened to some parents in the past, they still, it still makes them, you know, it causes the emotional trauma, and this is now where you find them also trying to use the way they were treated when they were young. They also want to practice it on their own kids or grandchild or grandson or daughter or niece or nephew, because they feel it's right. They feel it's that's how they were raised, and they'll continue with it. Although it's very hard to find it nowadays. It's just a little bit, but you hardly hear about it, but it's there. It's still happening. The way our parents were being raised by our grandparents and all that, it's still happening, although we hardly hear about it, but it's still going on. And also lack of emotional connection, you know, a focus on image over substance, or over controlling behavior, or failure to provide the genuine emotional empathy can hinder a child's personal development. And also technological distractions or poor communication, you know, when you are more onto the digits, you know. I mean, you are more onto the word has just disappeared. You are more to using digital, you know. You just on your phone, you knock off, you ask, you greet the child, you're good, you are fine. You have done your homework, have you bathed, and then that's it. You know, if it's at the north, maybe those that are schooling in the villages, they knock off, they come from school. How was school? It was fine. Mostly this time it's time of cultivating. Then they are being told after you have eaten some, they don't even eat. You first have to go cultivate. When you are done cultivating, you come back and then you eat. And then you don't even ask, they don't even get asked to be, do you have homework? Do you have a test tomorrow? So from the field work, it's to go fetch wood, fetch water, and then it's already dark and there's no electricity, and you have to use a candle to study, and you have plenty of homework. Of, you know, the homework is not only from one subject, it can be even four subjects where you have homeworks. And then you have all four homework to do, and then it's you there, and then you are exhausted ever since you came from school. You field work, fetching water, cooking, fetching wood, and then it's now you, it's 10 o'clock, you have to now start doing the homework and also studying, and then there's no electricity, you have to use a candle, and now it's just piling up too much for you, and you hardly get a chance for you yourself, you know, and the parent hardly get a chance to see how is this child performing. Now this child sometimes also needs, for example, finance, you know, and they need, for instance, for a girl child, she needs money to go buy pads and cosmetics, and same as a boy child. And now they don't have the money, so they end up going to cooker shops, you know, and to just to go help out. Let me say, for example, they need a crate of cold drink and beers and all that, so they go buy that and then bring it back, and then they get a $5 for carrying it, or $10 for going to buy it and bringing it back, you know. So that tender that they get, and some you find now them being stuck where some men are telling them that I'll give you this $300 if you are willing to sleep with me. The child does the thing twice, three times, fall pregnant. All this is happening, but you haven't noticed it, you know, because the child has been trying to communicate to you that they are going through this or they need this, but then you hardly there. You are like, why are you behaving that way? When we're young of your age, when at your age, this is supposed to happen, you know, comparing the previous, the back then and to now then, what's happening, you know, and things have changed. So we can't compare what has been happening back then, trying to use what has been happening back then to what's happening, like to use it like in the present now. And also, educational barriers can also be one of the things whereby language barriers and limited literacy skills can prevent parents from assisting with schoolwork. You know, as much as a parent wants your child to thrive in their personal lives and at school, because you really didn't have that education, and you as a parent now, because you know what you went through, you know how you were raised, you know how your education background is. So now you're trying to make sure that what you went through doesn't happen to your children. So you make sure they go to the best school if it's possible. And as long as you know that they are educated, they get their, they finish, they complete their school, go to varsity, become someone so they can come take care of you, because you didn't get that privilege to do what they are doing now. So now, because you hardly didn't get the skills or the literacy skills, and you don't have the finance to take the child for extra classes and all that, now it's a struggle because they have homework and there's no one to help with homework. Let me say, for example, those kids that are being raised by their grandparents. There's some they can't see, some they can't read, some they don't understand at all, and they need homework assistance to do their homework. So you'll find some going to ask from the neighbors, but still the neighbors not giving enough, you know, information. So the child is stuck there, and at school they don't understand, coming home still the same thing. And they are there, and this is now where you find the parent that fails in, you know, helping the child to thrive in their this is now based on school, at school, because you don't know where you can help unless you ask someone who can help them, or if you are willing to sacrifice the little that you get to get the child to get extra classes to understand, because you want to make sure this child makes it in life, makes it to become who you want them to become or who they want to become, because you don't want history to repeat what you went through to happen to your to happen to your grandparents, pardon me, to your grandkids, to your niece or nephew. Because like I said, it's not about you as a parent, that you that gave birth to the child, but there's those that are you know, some parents that have left, and now there's someone that needs to take over the kids. So it's the aunties, the uncles, and the grandparents that takes over and all that. And also, you know, excessive pressure on inconsistent, you know, harsh discipline can lead to anxiety and hinder a child's ability to thrive. You know, sometimes when you are being very harsh to your child, you now want them to achieve, to become, you want them to thrive in their lives, in their personal lives, and also in their education. Now, you as a parent, instead of being lenient to your child, be polite, be patient, because there are some fast learners, there are some slow learners. Now, because you see, maybe one of your two sons or your two daughters, or you have maybe, for example, three kids, and then the other two are performing while they are fast learners, then unfortunately you got one that's a bit of a slow learner, and now you are comparing your slow learner, your slow daughter, you know, you are like telling him or her that, look at your siblings, they are performing well, but you are whole strength. You know, saying all sorts of things to a child instead of being patient with them, and, you know, let them to learn, you know, slowly but surely. But because, you know, we are not all fast learners, you know. Now, you as a parent or as a guardian, instead of being polite and, you know, do everything step by step with your child, you are trying to be harsh on them. You are trying to be rude towards them because you feel like they are a failure, they can't do it. And you know the words that sometimes experience, the words that you say to a child, it will be winding in their minds. You know, every time they go, wherever they go, even at school, even if they want to try their best, they want to make sure that they become who they want to become, or they are trying to make it through that grade, the words just come repeating in their minds, you are useless, look at your siblings, you know, you are very stupid, you don't know anything, look at you know. And you know, some parents even say words like, I don't even know what child I've gave birth to. I don't, you know, all sorts of awful words to a child. And you know, if a child, you know, hear all this, wherever they go, it will just be repeating in their mind. As much as they want to try and to make sure that they become someone, you know, to thrive in their education, they won't be able to, because they just, when they want to do so, and then they think of the words, you know, imagine now your own mother, your own parents saying all these words to you. When they think of the words like their own parents have said to them, will make them give up, like, there's no point, you know, I'm useless, there's no point for me to continue pushing to make sure to try, because you want to try, but because of the words the parent has said to you, would make you think of, there's no point, and this will make the child give up, and like, oh, let me just go for as long as I'm going to school, that's it. You know, you just want, for the sake of them knowing that you left the house, you went to school, you came back home, because they have said so many words to you, because they have compared you with your siblings. Now you feel like you are nothing, you know, and now this child ends up not achieving what they wanted to achieve, because, you know, A child can be a slow learner in primary school. And when once they get to high school, they can improve. And once they get to varsity, they even become more smarter than the other ones. And even the same thing, you can find the ones that are doing well in school, when they go to varsity, they performance drop. And the ones that are doing poorly in primary school and pushed to get to varsity, they end up becoming the smart ones. You know, you don't know how things go. But now because as the grade that your child is in, you get so much, you become so much harsh. You the way you are disciplining the child, even try to punish the child just because of the way they performed. Instead of trying to see that, okay, my child has performed this way, to give them the courage. And you know, even when the child is going to study, even though it's a struggle for them to understand, they'll try anything to make sure that they understand, because they want to make their parents proud. Because I want to make my parents proud. My parents believe in me. Although I'm a slow learner and I'm struggling a little bit in education, they have hope in me. So because you know that your parents have hope in you, you will make sure, you will try by all means to become someone, to make sure that you pass, because you don't want to disappoint them and to make them happy, because they encourage you the way they spoke to you, they understood. And you know that you have your other siblings that are more smarter than you, but they are still there for you. Unlike where the parent is now saying all harsh things to the child, doing harsh discipline and all that, now this child will end up not having the energy, you know, to try very hard, because it's like, what's the point? I'm useless, I'm nothing, I don't know anything, I'm stupid. All these things can you know, a child saying all sorts of things to a child, the child never will lose their memory. It will be in their mind, even when they're writing a test, even when they are, you know, it will just be, you know. And you know, some siblings can also start throwing things to them. You stupid person, you stupid boy. You know, all sorts of things just to remind them what the parents have said. And this will make them feel like, are these really my parents? Maybe they are not my parents. Maybe, you know, you have so much questions as to why they are being too harsh on you and all that. It's exactly 41 minutes past the hour of 9 o'clock. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Social Times with Francina, and I'll be taking you until the hour of 11 o'clock. If you've just tuned in, you are listening to I just mentioned what you're listening to, but we are busy focusing on supporting children to thrive in their personal lives and at school. But before I, like I said, before we get into what ways we can do to support the children to thrive in their personal lives and in education, there are some things that hinder or that cause the parents to help their child to thrive in their personal lives. We are going for a short musical break. We'll be right back. Do stay tuned, do not leave the frequency. And we'll be listening to the sounds of Joe, I Believe in You.
Amen. It never got me very far. I never believed that love could find me like an arrow through the heart. I never believed castles in the air, not until that day I found you, turned around and you were there. From the day you came, you gave me a whole new point of view. I've been touched by an angel, it's impossible but true. Sometimes I wish I could. I never believed that golden slippers could ever find the perfect bud. I never believed in magic, all that wishes could come true. But your very first kiss changed all this, something only you could do. You made me a believer.
show me there's a pot of gold in every rainbow's end.
I believe in you, baby, 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 baby.
I swear that forever from today, no one will ever take your place.
I believe.
My way back to you. I mean that you're
It's exactly 54 minutes past the hour of 9 o'clock. It's exactly, We have an hour and 6 minutes to go until we close off and hand over the mic to the big mic in the Ondangwa studio, where he'll be taking you through Mind Matters. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Social Times with Francina. And that's, of course, on Regular Family number one talk radio station. And we are busy focusing on the support or supporting children to thrive in their personal lives and at school. And you can also call us at 083-288-401. That's 083-288-401. Share with us your views and opinion on what I have for you today, the Eagle FM listeners. And you can catch us on our podcast. That's www.eaglefm.com.na, www.eaglefm.com.na, and catch up with whatever show that you have missed out on or you want to listen to. And also on our Eagle FM app, you can just download or go to the Play Store and download our Eagle FM app for free, and you can listen to the shows that you would love to listen to. I was busy talking about the key causes of parents struggling to help their kids thrive in their personal lives. And I touched on the environmental and financial stress, the personal background and the trauma what the parent has went through back then, and the lack of emotional connection, the technology and poor communication, distractions and educational barriers. If the parent has failed back then to get the literacies in all that. So since they got that, they had the limited literacy skills and all that, it prevents them from assisting their kids from the homework, and in also language barriers and all that. Then also the unrealistic expectations, whereby there's excessive pressure or inconsistent or harsh discipline that can lead to anxiety and hinder a child's ability to thrive. There's no way that the parent will be very much harsh on the child because of the performance, and comparing the child's life with the siblings or with other kids, you know, because the child, you know, not all kids are fast learners. There are some slow learners, but because now you see that you have other two kids that are fast learners, and one of your kids are slow learners, you'd be so much, you know, we put so much pressure on that one, because you'll be like, well, the others are making it, why can't you make it, and all that. So there's all the key causes that contribute to a child from thriving in education, and also in their personal lives. You know, the maybe as a parent you weren't really clicking out what's really going on with the child's life, and then the child accidentally, but I don't know how I should put it, but they end up falling pregnant, end up taking drugs, smoking, stealing and all this, and you haven't witnessed or seen this. Only after the results, when the child has fell pregnant, when you know that, no, my child has been involved in a relationship at her young age, and now she fell pregnant because you failed to at least sit down with the child and talk to him and also or her and up to both of them, that now you are growing or you are now a teen and you are going through this and this and this, and in life there's this that's happening, you know, just to sit down with them and talk to them and discuss to them what's happening. And now the child has fell pregnant, or maybe the child has now become a criminal and all this, because you are now speaking to each other, because after the results have come out of the child going to jail because of they've stole or they've beaten someone, or the child has fallen pregnant, and then because you weren't paying attention, you weren't really playing the role in your child's life, in their personal lives. You were just more focused on their education, making sure that they are going to school, but not checking that what's really going on in their personal lives. Is there a boy involved or is there a girl involved? Are they into sexual activities and all that, you know? So it's very much needed for you to see what's really happening. You might just be looking, you know, from the outside that now she's not involved. There's no signs, so it's fine. Until you'd be surprised when the child has fallen pregnant at a very young age, or your child has been arrested because he was found in the street smoking or taking drugs or you know, and all sort of bad things that happen. The kids are put into peer pressure to do so and all that. So now that's when you want to take action, because the results come out. But instead, even though you don't see the signs, it's always worth, you know, to find a way how you can play around with it, so you can talk to this child and make them free, make them open up, you know. Because even if tomorrow they find themselves like, let me say, for a girl child being touched inappropriately by a relative or by at school or so, they are able to come forward and speak to you that, you know, I'm always, whenever you leave me at home, or whenever I go to school, or whenever this happens, this certain uncle always touches me this way and all that. Because they know that you have opened to them, you've welcomed them to speak up if they are going through anything personally. And unlike when now you hardly pay attention, and then the child is scared to speak to you because they think, like, if I tell them that this is what's happening to me, she might beat me or he might beat me because I spoke of what's happening. Well, there'll be some parents that are ignorant, like, what nonsense are you telling me? You know, because you don't want to really pay attention if the child is really saying so. Like, you know, the child is trying to tell you something, because now the child has tried to speak something, you try to be harsh on the child, to scold on the child, and then the child gets the fear. So tomorrow she just keeps quiet. She lets whatever is happening to her happen until the results. Once the child has fallen pregnant, you'll be like, why didn't you tell me about this? But the child has always been trying to show you, to tell you that, no, this is what's happening, but you were ignorant. Because your action has made the child, or has pushed the child away from you, or has made the child never to be open to you or to what you, to tell you what's happening or what's going on and all that. So that's all what I have discussed in the courses of the parental or the way of the cause of a parent failing to help the child thrive in their personal lives and at school. You can call us in student 083-288-401. That's 083-288-401. Share with us your views and opinion, what we have for you today. Now, moving on to what's really focus on is the supporting now your child to thrive in their personal lives and at school or in their education. You know, one of the like I said at the beginning, children thrive when their emotional and social learning needs are met together and not separately. So the goal is to help them feel safe, confident, connected, and feel and capable, you know. So emotional well-being can be one of it, whereby, you know, when a child, this is what I've been, you know, preaching more on, a child who feels secure, you know, is far more able to learn and grow. You know, when you build strong, trusting relationship through listening and consistency, and also helping, children name and manage their emotions, and also normalizing mistakes and setbacks as part of learning. You know, when you try to, you know, we know whatever mistake they make in terms of, if it's education or it's at school or in their personal lives, in whatever has happened in the past, you know, it's always best you sit down with your child and open up to them, speak to them. This will give them a sign that what has happened is a mistake, but there's another chance to it. You know, if you don't speak to the child or open the child's mind to make them see that it's a mistake, and there's still another chance for you to fix that mistake or to do more better to what has happened, then this child won't be able to, then this child won't be able to what? Then this child, pardon me, this child will be able to, you know, to achieve or to do what's the right thing, because you have given them a sign and a chance that no, this is another chance. You know, you find some parents, they'll be so much harsh on the child, like as if it's the last option, like that was the last one. There's no other plan B. There's no other way around to it. That's it. That's done. You know. So if you raise a child in this way, whatever the child in future finds himself coming across to, they'll just take it as it's the last option. It has come to the end. That's it. Oppo, nothing else. You know. So, try to normalize the mistakes and also the setbacks of part of learning, like I said, and also building the relationship with your child, you know, for the child to trust you, and that's now when you try to listen to them and also being consistent. You know, when the child, you know, sometimes the child's trying to speak to you and you're on your phone and you're like, as long as you are responding to show that, as long as they know that you can hear them, now for you just like, but you're busy on your phone or on a phone call, or the child comes to you and like, no, I'll get back to you later. And then the child comes back again, you are still on the phone call. And then for you, just at least for you now to at least say, let me get back to you. Let me listen to what my child wants to say. You'll be like, you are disturbing me. I'll get back. I'll come to you. You know, because you feel like you spend more time with the child. You are home, so this person you are talking to on the phone call cannot wait. So you are busy now, focusing on unnecessary things sometimes. And now this child is there, and they are trying to speak to you, but they come. You are pushing away the child. They come again. You are pushing them away. So this makes a child feel like, even if like it's not that important, they're not important. Even if the parent comes back and now ask, okay, what did you want to say? They can change their mind, because you know, when you're so much eager to say something that moment, and now when the person is now trying to, they are now, okay, now they want to listen to you, you won't have that much, you don't have that energy anymore to speak, because you're like, what's the point? Because you felt bad and it feels like it's no more important, because they tried to be ignorant. So it's always best if the child is speaking to you, listen attentively, put down whatever you're busy doing, and you'll be like, I'm all yours. And then they speak up whatever they need to speak up, because it will show them that you are really interested to listen to what I'm saying or they are saying, and you get you really want to help whatever they're gonna share with you and all that. And it also give a child a sign that tomorrow when they come again, they can't wait to come report to you, to tell you what has happened at school, what's happening in their life, because they know that you are always available, you always listen to them, and all that. Unlike you are on your phone or you are busy doing something and you're just saying and not even, like, you know, responding in a way of showing that you really, really want to listen, and also that, and also, you know, positive relationships and belonging, you know, feeling valued boosts confidence and motivation. So, you know, one thing you can do in this is by encouraging healthy friendships and teamwork for your child, and foster a sense of belonging at home and at school, and also model kindness, you know, respectful communication, empathy, and all that. So, if you know that your child is going through certain things that you haven't noticed and all that, Eagle FM, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Fine, thank you. How are you, Uncle Buana?
Fine, thank you. How are things?
We are trying. We are pushing. Otherwise, I think it's going well.
That's great. Mm-hmm. You know, that topic is still very important and fresh.
Mm-hmm.
Because the children are still returning, learners are still going to school, children mm-hmm. are going to school.
Some are still busy looking for school.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So many a times parents really discourage those children, learners.
Mm-hmm.
So put themselves down, like you are saying, just to listen. pay attention, they have to listen to what they are saying.
Mm-hmm.
They have got needs. They have a lot of social needs, economic needs, and all these other things.
Mm-hmm.
And many times we don't pay attention. What we do, we discourage them. You did not do well. What about, look at others.
Mm-hmm.
Start making this kind of comparison.
Yes.
And this really demotivates them so much.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, they get into activities that are not healthy for them. Like you say, they get into drugs, they get into drinking, and sometimes they just give up their life.
Mm-hmm.
So what else now can I do? So you really need to persuade them, to motivate them, give them that strong conviction that even if you have not done well this time around,
mm-hmm.
next time you must shine.
Yes, there's still another chance.
You can shine. You have the potential, you have mm-hmm. the talent, you have all it requires for you to make it up there.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then when you motivate them like that,
mm-hmm.
and they'll feel more at peace,
mm-hmm.
and they feel more secure, you know, that says social belonging that you are talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So they know that, yes, my parents are there, my guardians are there, whoever is taking care of them, they feel more secure.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem, we destroy them just at the early stage.
Mm.
Discouraging them.
Mm-hmm.
You are just nothing. How do you call that? How do they say this thing? Nothing. I mean, you are just there for nothing or something mm-hmm. like that.
You are useless.
So, yes, that means the person will feel like, I'm not welcomed. I'm not wanted. I'm just useless. I'm not like this other star.
Mm-hmm.
This other one who is getting star. Maybe there was just some kind of disorganization of the mind during the time the learner was writing the exam
mm-hmm.
or during that time. And, you know, people are also going through a lot of things.
And I think also another thing is that as parents, it's always best once the child has failed and they bring their report to you, instead of scolding the child and being harsh on, you know, trying to tell the child all sorts of bad things, instead of asking them, where did you go wrong? Were you going through something or why? What, you know, just to get to know what happened rather than just being harsh on the child and not finding out that what caused this child to fail.
Yes, we always become negative. We are so much negative on the children, even ourselves. We also do fail in our life.
Mm-hmm.
There are many things that we have not done
achieved.
So well,
mm-hmm.
and we always try to, there are always room for improvement.
Mm-hmm.
So this kind of discouragement and the language that really tarnish and demoralize children is mm-hmm. not a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, yes, when, you know, beating the children,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
honestly speaking, is just something that's very bad.
Mm-hmm.
Because beating, you are making that person to be so bitter.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we are encouraged by the thought, by the Bible, that we should not provoke children to anger.
Mm-hmm.
Even if they are, no matter how small they are, how young they are, just like parents, if you see somebody provoking you to anger, sometimes you react so aggressively,
mm-hmm.
and the child also within there, they also, he or she reacts very negative. Even toward you, see, you know that, my mother doesn't love. So you can correct the child. There are measures of correction
mm-hmm.
which are really effective. Just call the child and say, okay, so here is this is what you did. So, and then you now explain, you do it in love.
Mm-hmm.
When you do it in love, the child will understand and they know that, yes, this correction here, it is benefiting me, it's benefiting the society, it's benefiting my parents. And even the change of attitude and behavior, you can see it will definitely make some impact. But the moment you beat the child now, you have not even explained why the child is,
mm-hmm.
what the child has done, and mm-hmm. things like that. Especially mothers, they beat children.
Yes.
So they really beat children. And when they beat children like that, and the children will grow with that mentality of beating.
Mm-hmm.
And even when they get into relationship, or
yeah.
their wives and
yes.
whatever,
mm-hmm.
they might resort to some things of that nature, which is not good.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say restrain from beating children, and correct them in a harsh way, mm-hmm. and then also try to see how we can help them in their need. Ask them, have a conversation with them, and then when they are growing, even when they have grown, mm-hmm. you can see there's still room for you to talk to them.
Yes.
So where they say there's border, there's a demarcation there, you cannot cross that line. Don't cross that line and say, yes, I'm the good dara. I'm 80.
Mm-hmm. Ah,
this is not how, even if God doesn't discipline us in that manner, why should we be disciplined?
Exactly.
mm-hmm. So thank you very much. Let's encourage our children, especially those who might not have done well.
Mm-hmm.
So not necessarily that, because they are not bad. They mm-hmm. are not... they are just like any other person.
Mm-hmm.
So let's not discourage them. And sometimes we don't even encourage them to go to courses that are more... The courses like disability courses, you know?
Mm-hmm.
No, these are good things. And when they go there, they say, ah, my child has not done well. He only got 23 points.
Mm-hmm.
And then what can we do? Maybe she will just go to VTC. What else?
Yes.
Imagine. Mm-hmm. The way they look at VTC, the VTC, those are the people who can manufacture things, can manufacture all kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
But we discourage them. We don't want them. We just want them to go to this academic program. And most of this academic program, they are oversupplied.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see how we can help our children not to become so to depict on these violent behaviors. But the moment we are harsh on them, obviously we are going to reap what we have shown.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you very much for the opportunity. Is this Francina or Eleni?
Francina.
Oh, Francina.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So thank you very much, Francina.
All right. Thank you very much, Uncle Bon. Have a wonderful weekend.
The same applies to you, ma.
All right. All right, you can call us in studio on 0832-888-401. That's 0832-888-401. Share with us your views and opinion on what we have for you today. And it's 17 minutes past the hour of 10. It's a beautiful Saturday with the nice weather in the capital city. And it's the 2nd of, it's the 7th of February 2026. And I'll be taking you until the hour of 11 o'clock. We are business focusing on supporting children to thrive in their personal lives and at school or in education. Now, I was focusing on the positive relationships and belonging, you know, encouraging healthy friendships and teamwork, fostering a sense of belonging at home and at school, and model kindness, empathy, and respectful communication. Now, I was busy saying that it's very much important that we try to get our kids into a relationship, a friendship with friends, not now the relationship of intimacy and all that. No, the one of a friendship, the ones that you build each other. You know, sometimes now we hardly fail to find out what type of friends do our kids have. You know, it doesn't mean because your child or your son or daughter brings a friend at home that means it's a good friend. They can pretend. Kids pretend. They can become, because now they know that we are going to my friend's house and the parents are there. They'll behave very well, and you'll be like, it's a very good child. And then tomorrow you hear, or after years or a month, you hear this child has done this, and you'll be in shock. Because of what? And you'll be in shock, and you'll be in shock that your daughter is involved in it, or your son is involved in it. And you'll be wondering, but how did this happen? And you'll be like, no, it can't be. Because you say, this child is a good child. How did this child end up doing this? Because you just see the outer side of the child. You see what's happening. You know, you just know the child outside. Because kids, like I said, they can pretend they will be good because you are there. Once you are not there, they do whatever they want to do. So it's always good to go deeper into this child. See what type of parents do they have. Where is he or she raised? you know, in order for you to know that, okay, my child is in safe hands, she has a good friend or he has a good friend, the friendship will bring, there'll be a good outcome from this friendship. You know, those that encourage each other, make sure that they make it, make sure that they succeed until they get to where they want to be, you know, all that. So this also includes now the part of, and includes both part of friendship, not friendship, but school and also personal life. So you have to make sure that this child, the friends that your daughter is having, your son is having, is there a good outcome coming out of it? How is it affecting the performance at school? Is the performance doing well? Because, you know, sometimes your child might have at the beginning had a bad friend and the performance was bad, and then they end up getting good friends. Now, all of a sudden, your child's performance has changed. It can also happen vice versa. So you check, you end up checking your child's performance, and you notice that, okay, my child has performed very well. She has said, he used to perform very well in these subjects, and all of a sudden his performance has decreased. Has decreased, and now all of a sudden, why? Then you look into the friends. Okay, the friends, the performance is very well. I mean, the friends, and what type of friends do they have, and all that. Eagle FM, good morning.
Morning, you married to me?
Congo, andi kutalele.
Yalo.
No, jaja popo leina.
Ewa.
Hello. Hello.
Yeah.
Oh, oko 88.3. Kandi neshwa ngengo tulimu mepuma atalango ngengo te kwatango.
Okay, double eight,
Tatu. Oshima yunatu. Ngini nandipuka.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Andi metangi.
Ewa tangi.
Yalo.
Alright, really sorry about that, listeners. What I was saying is that, I was talking about the performance of the kids. So you'd find that, Most kids, their performance was doing well. All of a sudden, it has changed. And now looking into it, you'll be like, why has the performance changed? And then you're just focusing on other things and not checking the friends. But obviously, the first thing a parent could check, could look at is the friends. And if you know that the friends are the ones that are contributing to the failure, you'd obviously try to change the friends, right? And then the performance maybe can also change. They'll go back to normal. Then you'll find the ones that are having friends that end up meeting good friends. Let me take a deep breath, right? The performance is doing good, and then You sometimes you feel like it's your mentoring and all that that's helping, but you didn't check as to are the friends that he or she having good friends, you know? So friends can also contribute to a child's performance. If it's good, it can be, it can drop. If it's bad, it can, because, you know, if it's bad, sometimes the child is smart, but they meet with friends where they bunk classes, you know? They'll be like, what do Miss Hoho do? Let's just go. And then you are behind classes, you are missing classes because you don't understand the subject and all that. Instead of going forward and ask, and you as a parent, now this is also where you have to come in, because now the child's performance is very bad in mathematics or in geography, whatever subject it is. It's always best you also approach the teacher themselves and like, no, my child's performance like this, what's happening? You know, and then you can, you as a teacher and as a parent, you can work out on things and see that where could be the best, or where is it going wrong, where can we help this child in their performance and all that. And We are going for another short musical break. We'll be right back. Do stay tuned. Do not leave that frequency.
see the colors of a rainbow. And I can feel the sun on my face. I see the light at the end of the tunnel. And I can feel heaven in this place. And that's the sign of a victory. That's a sign of a victory. I can feel the spirit of the nations. And I can feel my wings riding the wind. Yeah. I see the finish line just up ahead now. And I can feel it rising deep within. And that's the sign of a victory. And that's the sign of a victory. Now I can see the distance of your journey. And how you fought with all your mind. You open your eyes to global warming. And through it all, you sacrificed your life. That's the sign of a victory. Yeah, yeah. That's the sign of a victory. If we believe, we can achieve anything, including the impossible. Yes, I know. So let's lift up our heads, yeah. Raise the flag, yeah, yeah. Scream like you're born to win. Now let the games begin. That's the sign of a victory. Yeah.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you again.
Damn. All the planes we flew, good things we've been through. Then I'll be standing right here talking to you about another path. I know we love to hit the road and laugh, but something told me that it wouldn't last. Had to switch up, look at things different, see the bigger picture. Those were the days, hard work forever pays. Now I see you in a better place. See you in a better place.
How can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I would do, you were standing there by my side. And now you gon' be with me for the last ride.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way, from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you again.
Both go out your way and the vibe is feeling strong. It was small, turn to a friendship turn to a bond, and that bond will never be broken. The love will never get lost. And when brotherhood comes first, then the line will never be crossed. Established it on our own when that line had to be drawn, and that line is what we reach. So remember me when I'm gone. How can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I would do, you were standing there by my side. And now you gon' be with me for the last ride.
So let the light guide your way. Yeah. Hold every memory as you go. And every road you take will always lead you. It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you again.
No matter where you are.
All right, and that was the sounds of Wiz Khalifa, See You Again, featuring Charlie Puth. It's exactly 37 minutes past the hour of 10 o'clock. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Social Times with Francine Ngidengwe, and I almost said with the Francinas. And I'll be taking you until 11 o'clock, so we have 23 minutes to go until we hand over the mic to the big mic in Ondangwa Studio, where he'll be taking you through with Mind Matters until the hour of 1 o'clock. And we are busy focusing on the support or supporting children to thrive in their personal lives and at school. And I touched on the emotional well-being, the positive relationships and belonging. And before we went for a musical break, I was actually busy talking about healthy friendships and teamwork, whereby it's best you get your child to be involved in a friendship with it that has to do with ones that will help your son or daughter, your grandson or granddaughter, or your niece or nephew, to thrive in the in their personal lives and also in their education sector and all that. Because, you know, also the friendship contributes to the child in thriving whatever they are busy doing it in their lives or at school. So if it's a negative, it's bad friends, then their performance could also go down. It can also drop, because even if your child is smart, they are good at whatever they are doing, their performance is good at school, and in terms of their personal lives, they are well behaved, you spoke to them, you told them about A, B, and C, about relationships, about all sorts of things that you are taking, alcohol, stealing, every sort of negative things that our kids are doing nowadays and all that, they still can be poisoned, mind poisoned by their friends, whereby they'll be telling them, trying to flip the things around and trying to play with their mind, you know, so that they make them to make them think that it's just your parents are just and don't want you to enjoy life because it's what they used to do, now they don't want you to enjoy it, you know, all sorts of things just to poison your mind and make you think twice about it and be like, hey, it might be true, maybe they don't want me to enjoy it because they also used to, you know, and now you fall for their trap, and then the child's performance drops and all that. And this is now, and now you'll be like, and obviously this will be giving you a sign that why has my child has why has Michelle's performance dropped? Because they are involved now with friends that are gonna not gonna help them thrive in their life, but rather cause them from dropping, you know, in their performance and all that. They start not going to school. They start, they'll leave home, obviously, in their uniform, but in their bag, there's extra clothes. They end up not reaching to school. They end up banking classes. They end up not, attending the afternoon studies and all sorts of things they'll be doing because of the friends that they have. So it's always good to see, to check out and look out to your kids. Do a research on your children's friends' backgrounds. Are they raised well? Do they have manners? Where are they from? What type of family they are from? What type of parents they have? Because they can also have toxic parents, you know. And whatever a child goes through can use that trauma. They can still continue where their parents left off or become the way their parents are. So it's always best to see what type of friends do they have. Are these friends going to help your child thrive in their lives, in their personal lives, or in their education? Or it's going to have your kid have bad performance at school, and manners can change and all that. And also fostering a sense of belonging at home and at school, kindness, also empathy, respectful communication. So it doesn't mean because it's a small child you should show the disrespect to your child, but you know, if you are showing the respect to them, no matter, because a child also needs to be respected, then it will help you know that what type of child you also have. You know, now you find some kids, maybe they are tired, you know. They've heard so many things about a certain adult, and that day they decide to confront the adult. Tomorrow you hear the child has no manners because they have confronted the adult in all that, but you just asked what you have heard, but they'll take it as the child has no respect. So it's always best to have respectful communication to your child, and this will also help the child have the respect back towards you and also that. So it doesn't mean it's a small child, don't respect them. They also need to earn the respect and all that. And another thing, also support learning in a balanced way. You know, academic success grows from encouragement and not pressure. So praise effort, progress, and persistence, not just results. And also provide structure and routines that support focus and adapt learning approaches to individual strength and needs. And another thing also, to encourage independence and responsibility. This, you know, confidence grows when children feel capable. So offer age appropriate choices and responsibilities. Allow children to problem solve before stepping in. Celebrate self-initiative and also decision making. So one of the things, like, in terms of the problem solving and before stepping in, you know, if a child is faced with a situation and they come to you trying to tell you that, no, this is what's happening at school, or this is what's happening with my friend, we had plans to go for a movie, and then I failed not to show up, or I didn't show up on time, and now my friend is angry at me or something. Before you as a parent get involved, let the child be for now. Don't tell them that what ask before you interfere or intervene. Ask them what's your plan, you know. How are you going to now? What are you gonna do to try to keep your friendship going, to keep your friendship stronger? What are your plans? And then you see if they are able to, they're capable to do this, you know, because not everything you need to interfere. You only have to intervene or interfere once you have noticed that, no, your child is struggling to find a solution or to solve this issue. So let me step in, because now it's my time as an adult to come in. And we have an ad coming up. We'll be going for a short musical break. We'll be right back. Pardon me, ad break.
Goeie nuus, Teambird nou nog beter geword. Ons het splinternuwe funksies bygevoeg om jou ervaring vinniger, beter en kragtiger te maak as ooit tevore. Is jy gereed om die volle potensiaal van Teambird te geniet? Kry alle eksklusiewe funksies vir slegs $36 per maand of spaar selfs meer met ons spesiale intekenplanne. 5% afslag vir 'n 3 maande intekening, 10% afslag vir 'n 6 maande intekening en 25% afslag vir 'n 12 maande intekening. Kies die beste plan vir jou werk en geniet al die voordele wat Imba bied teen 'n onverbeterlike prys. Imba, waar die wêreld saamkom, laai dit af en teken vandag aan.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM,
Welcome back, listeners. It's 46 minutes past the hour of 10, and we have 14 minutes to go till we hand over the mic to the Big Mic in the Yondanga studio. And if you've just tuned in, you're listening to Social Times with Francine Nangi Dengwa, and I'll be taking you until the hour of 11 o'clock. We are busy discussing on supporting your children to thrive in their personal lives and at school. So I was, before we went to the marketplace, I was busy focusing on allowing the child to problem solve, the before stepping in. You know, when you find that the child is in a situation, you try to let them be for now, you know. But obviously you're not going to just walk away. You can watch from a distance how your child is solving this problem. If it's something, obviously if it's a big situation that you know that your child can't handle, obviously you have to interfere to solve that instant. But you know, if it's something that you know that this child of yours can handle because you trust in your child, you distance and watch from a distance, and then you approach like, how are you solving it? Are you winning? You know, until if you have noticed that I think I need to now step into this situation. I see there's a bit of a struggle here and there. And then you go with the flow. You interfere and then you help here and there. But if you know that it's something small that they can do, let them be independent and let them do what they that they can do it and solve this issue. You know, and this will make a child even know that no, they are able to do so. So if their friend, her friend, and or his friend, they had a disagreement, let them solve it together. If you know that there's, and also after they have solved it, you call them, you sit down with them, and like, no, I've seen this. She has told me this, that it's happened between you, your friendship was not going well, and I'm proud of you guys. So then you encourage them and talk to them, so at least when tomorrow when they find themselves again having a disagreement, they know that what your parents, your mom has said, or your dad has said, or the uncle or auntie or the grandmother or grandfather has said, remember what they said, this and this, and then you guys won't take long to solve that problem, because your kids won't take long to solve that problem, because they know that they were once encouraged, they were once spoken to about the other issue that they had previously, so it won't be a struggle anymore because you were there and it opened their mind, and now they know that they'll be able to solve whatever issue they'll be finding them. And even sometimes they won't let it slide that moment. They'll just solve it that moment, and it's a good friendship that continue, and it will just be the friendship that they had, and because you have encouraged them and you have spoken to them and all that. And also also some choices, you know, it's always best you let them make their own choices and then you interfere in the, some of the choices that you know that, no, this might affect your performance at school and you might not be able to achieve what you want to become. You know, as a child, maybe they are going to school and then they find they want to do extra activities after school and you feel like it might be, they decided to have extra activities and the activities might be too much for them that they hardly get a chance to also sit down and do their homeworks and study because once they knock off from school, they just for an hour, 2 o'clock, they go back to the extra activities. By six, it's when they're getting home and they haven't done homework, they have to study, so many things they have to do. So if you see that the activities are too much, you know, at least two activities or one activity, depending on how much time of it does it take for them to complete the activities. If you know that it might be taking much of their time from focusing on their books, then it's best they let it go or just do maybe one activity or so. And another thing is also the responsibilities. You know, how much time of this responsibility is it taking from them, from their schoolwork, you know? And also as a child, they also need some personal lives. It's the time to just be with their friends, have sleepovers, go for movies, you know, not everyone have do that, but whatever as friends they can do, you know, just to for them to enjoy their personal life and all that. Another thing also creating consistency between home and school. You know, children do best when adults work together. So, it's best when parents and educators maintain an open communication between themselves. So when parents and educators are having a open communication, it's when they'll be also able to know that how can we do this? How can we get our students' performance to do well? How can they upgrade them in their performance? And what can be done? You know, there's so many things that happen at school. Also, there's school dropouts that have that's always increasing. There's high pregnancy rates here and there, and so as parents and teachers, if they come together and just sit down and talk to and communicate on what to be done, you know, so that they can help their kids thrive in their performance at school and also in their personal lives and all that, how they can do with some things that are distracting the kids, you know, it will help them to get a solution. You know, teamwork is always the best and all that. Another thing also promoting physical health and play. But before we come, we continue, we are going for another last musical break and then we'll be right back. So we close off because we've exactly 8 minutes to 11 o'clock. We'll be right back. Do not leave the frequency.
Think about the generations and to say we want to make it a better place for our children and our children's children so that they know it's a better world for them and think they can make it a better place.
There's a place in your heart and I know that it is love. Much brighter than tomorrow. And if you really try, you'll find there's no need to cry. In this place, you feel there's no hurt or sorrow. There are ways to get there. If you care enough for the living, make a little space, make a better place. Heal the world. Better place for you and for me.
cannot lie. Love is strong, it only cares for joyful giving. If we try, we shall see. In this bliss we cannot feel. There are three, we stop existing and start living. Then it feels that always nothing I've always growing.
And that was the sounds of the late Michael Jackson, Heal the World. And we have come to the end of our social times. And before I hand over the mic to the big mic in the Ondangwa studio, so my last words to the parents out there and also to the educators, because my topic was on supporting children to thrive in their personal lives and at school. So this involves both teachers and parents. You know, it's always best to make sure that in order for our kids to achieve or to thrive, in whatever you want them to, in terms of now their personal lives and at school, it's always best we sit down with them, we make sure that they are comfortable. We make sure to make sure that they are safe, and also make them sure that they are able, they are open up to speak to us, to talk to us, to tell us what they are going through, and to and let's not be aggressive towards them. You know, in terms of if maybe they, their performance has dropped, don't scold the child. Rather than sit down with them, speak to them, and find out what's where did you go wrong. You know, if a child failed, ask them, where did you go wrong? What happened? Were you going through something that that has contributed to this? Or, you know, find a solution rather than scolding the child, calling them all sorts of words. They are useless. Your other siblings are passing, or your cousins, or comparing your child to other kids or to their siblings. It's not the best. It's not something good. But rather sit down and talk to them. Like nowadays, it's not a point of, there's no more this thing of scolding, because tomorrow you find a dead body in your house. The child can go commit suicide. Kids are not doing things. You know, they can run away from home. They have so many things happening in mind, especially now that our kids have access to internet at a very young age. It's best we sit down with them, talk to them, listen to what they have to say. Let's not judge them, but let's give them the floor to express whatever they are going through, and then you find a solution. Because if you don't give them a chance, don't give them a sign that they are more than welcome to speak up, to share with what they are going through, then they will have the fear to come forward and speak to you and tell you what they are going through. So the best thing also, if you want them to do well, also support their learning in a balanced way, you know, to praise their effort, progress, and persistence, and not just the results. Provide structure and routines that support focus. Adapt their learning approaches to individual strengths and needs. And like I said at the beginning, not every parent, they had the chance, have the literacy skills, but if they are able to, they can ask someone who understands more better than them to help them, to assist them in helping their kids wherever they are struggling and all that, you know. Just, you know, a better, if we work together, then there will also be better results and good results at the end of the day. If the parents and also the teachers get along together, then the good results can come out at the end of the day, because you have tried, you have sat down, you have discussed, and you have found a way of what can you do to do better. And, you know, also creating a consistency between home and school, like I said, maintain open communication between parents and educators, address challenges early with a support team and approach, and promote physical health and play. That's so needed, you know, to encourage play, creativity, and downtime. You know, when also they get a chance to do playing and everything, it's more of like therapy to them, because their mind is relaxed. It's relaxing from all sorts of things that are bringing them some trouble, you know. And a little bit of distraction is all needed sometimes, you know. We shouldn't be putting the pressure on the kids every time. They also need some time just for themselves, you know, just to enjoy it. Just a few minutes, or I'm not minutes, but hours, or even a day, you know. Take it as a Saturday, it's a weekend Saturday. Let them get their minds off and relax. Let them enjoy, you know, just for them to start their mind fresh again on Monday, or even on Sunday, because they need to start preparing for Monday again. And you know, when children feel emotionally supported or socially connected and academically encouraged, they are far more likely to thrive and not just succeed. And I'm going to repeat this: when children feel emotionally supported, socially connected, and academically encouraged, they are far more likely to thrive and not just succeed. So now we are handing over the mic to the big mic, and it's exactly 4 minutes past the hour, 11 o'clock. We are now handing over to the Ondangwa studio. From me, Francina, it's a goodbye. We shall meet again next week, Saturday, same time, same place, and that's of course on Eagle FM, number one talk radio station. And I know next week, Saturday, will be Valentine's Day, guys. And it doesn't mean we should show the love every day. Not only because it's going to be Valentine's Day, no. I know it's a love month, but let's share love where we can and every day. Not only because it's going to be Valentine's Day. And please, let's not put Valentine's Day at heart because you didn't get anything or something. Or, no, you know, let's share the love like we need to do so. So, from me, Francina, it's a goodbye. We are now handing over to the Big Mac in Ndangwa Studio. It's a goodbye. Enjoy your Saturday. Have a wonderful, beautiful Saturday, and take care of yourself, and do away with the negative thoughts. And if you know that you are facing anything, please find help, and don't do anything that one wouldn't do.